Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Navshi, Daniel Yisrael, Ben Aviv Elisheva. Baruch HaBatzach, Baruch HaMaseh Yadav. We continue our series of shiurim in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik. Av HaGoyin, HaTzadik HaMi Lublin. How exciting is this? Not normal. Baruch HaShem. Ot Yutet. B'chol Enyanim U'maaseh, Chalukat HaZmanim, Shemutbuim Ba'olam V'Nagato, Im Gam Ken Etzel HaShem Yitbarach. From here until Os Chaf Ches, Rabbeinu is going to be discussing the Remazim in the Gemara, Daf Gimel in Brachas. Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, that talks about the three mishmaras of the night, the three different sections of the night, the three different watches of the night, and what the deeper Kabbalistic and spiritual meanings are. As in all matters, and in general, as a disclaimer before we begin, Nana Makubal, which is for Shteitzel, of course, Nana Makubal, but I understand very, very little. So my job here, the goal is to read and translate, and the more we learn, the more we understand. But definitely, no authority on this. They're much, much, much greater people. But this is part of the Sefer, so we're going to try to learn, understand as best we can. And if it's not 100%, so that's part of the learning process. All of the changes that occur in the world, naturally, at different times, that's all the matters, and deeds, the separating of the time, all the different changes in the different time frames, that's also part of Hashem's change in his and Hashem's Hanhaga. Just like the changes in this world, they're also part of the changes in Hashem's Hanhaga. That the Malchus of Shemayim is like the Malchus of Aretz. And so we see in Brachas of Gimel and Aleph, Ika, Mishmaras Barakia, there's man chilut from Mishmaras B'Shamayim. Ki heicha de Ika, just like there are, like the Gersa of the Rosh, Be'ara, just like in the earth, just like in their different Mishmaras and Shamayim, there are different Mishmaras on the earth. There are different watches. And in the heaven, so too here. V'hu l'gabe Hashem Yisbarach, k'demisayim v'al kol Mishmar. And this chilut from Mishmaros, this is the changing of the guard of the angels. And Shemayim is nogeya to Hashem's anhaga. Like the Gemara says, V'akol mishmar mishra yoshev kodesh baruch hu v'shoi kari. And every mishmar kodesh baruch hu roars like a lion. So we have mishmars that relate to us, and mishmars that relate to kodesh baruch hu. So we have changes in this world. And then they also have changes in Shemayim. Chutz darakim, chutz darakia. What's going down here is also going on up there. What's happening here naturally is also happening up there. The Mirashi Shapira Shemalochim. Lo yadati lamala. And Rashi says they're referring to the malachim. The mishmaras avodas hamalachim mishir shalem. The guards, the works of the work of the angels, and their song. I don't know why Rashi has to explain this way. Because we can explain that it's talking about chilufi azmanim anagal yona. When it says that there's a different change in Shemayim, it Rashi doesn't have to say that it's referring to the malachim. Rather, Rashi could just say it's referring to the shinuim in Shemayim. They can have changes in Shemayim. Different anhaga. Aval, Kushtaken. But the truth is like this. The Lashon Mishmar, Mishmaros, the word Mishmaros is talking about a gedud, it's talking about a group of guards, not an individual. And therefore, it can't be referring to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Lashon Mishmaros Kahuna, Shemrei Samikdash, like Mishmaros Kahuna, they're different guards, the guards, different groups. V'chein l'malachim, Shemrei Malelos, Shemrei Malelos. We see by Pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech, Shira Shirim, Mischafim Uchol Mishmar, they're exchanged at every Mishmar. And that's also what it means, Gimel Mishmaros, there are three gedudim. There are three groups that are mischalef, that are exchanged by the guards of the king. So ken machuz derakia, so too in the machuz of rakia, that these angels are changing. Lomar shira mishmar, they're saying shira in front of the melech machem lachim. Kmo sheish ba'ara, nikur chalukas zman, just like here, we have a simon to show us that there's a change in these three stages of night. So too, Adam. Shainis Kalb Tzokim, Shishina Gyonu Mishtaimo, Vishim Spirits in Baila, right? These are the three Mishmaris of the Gemara. I should have really told you at the outset. But the first Mishmar, the first third of the night, is that a donkey is braying. Chamor no air. The second is that the dogs are barking. And the third Mishmar is symbolized by the fact that a baby is sucking from his mother's breast. And a woman is chatting with her husband. Okay, so these are the simanim here on earth for the three Mishmaros. Kain, Barakiah, Sotu, and Shemayim. They have these chiluf Mishmaros and Malachim. Again, so Tzadik Asan Rashi, why did you say it's a Malachim? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiluf Hanhaga. He's changing his ways of guiding the earth during these three Mishmaros. There it is, that it says the word Mishmaros. Mishmaros are groups, so it can't be referring to God himself. So therefore, just like their Mishmaros down here, their Mishmaros up there, meaning the Malachim, it's true that God changes. These are different Hanhagas at these three times. Aval, Zerak, Zelorak, Shakadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim also. There's also a change in the guard of the Malachim. And it's also, we see this, the Gabi Hashem Sanog in this world. Neged Lamata, corresponding to this world. So we have the three Mishmaros, the three changes of the guard in this world, the three parts of the night. So too, that's what's happening in the upper world. Sai by the Malachim, Sai by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, in his Anhaga. Umemelo, when we're Makir, the Shinu and Hagas Hashem Yisbarach, they simana melo boi lamazeh, roi ledovkabo. Therefore, it's right to be dovek in Hashem. Ulisboinin b'maisa Hashem Yisbarach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misoinen on the Churban. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complaining about the destruction of the temple. Last is Gamken Ken. So it says that Gemara says, I'll call Mishmar or Mishmar, and every Mishmar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and roars like a lion and says, woe to my sons, to Am Yisrael. Because of their sins, I destroyed my Beis HaMikdash, I burned my Heichal, and I sent them to the Umos HaOlam. Roy Ledovkobo was born in the Maisa Hashem Yisbarach. That Hashem is misonin on the Churban. Hashem is complaining about the Churban, so we should also last his Gam Kenken. That's at night, crying over the Churban. Which because of Rosa, like the Rosh writes, Ahach. And what it says in the Brisa, that called Mishmar or Mishmar. And every Mishra, Kadosh Baruch Hu, was roaring like a lion. L'chein roi l'chol Yerush Shemayim. And therefore it's fitting for every Yerush Shemayim writes the Rosh. She'in meitz ever doig b'ezah shavlish b'tachnun l'chor b'ezah mikdash, that he should cry about the Churban. This bonanus. And this is bonanus in the Maitz Hashem Yisbaruch Hu k'v'inyan hazman. That's like the inyan of the zman. Shebo m'shav ha'shinu b'elam hazeh. In other words, how do you know what's going on up there by what's going on down here? That's the three Mishmaros that we mentioned before. With the donkey, with the dogs. Dog screaming. Donkey praying, and women nursing and talking to her husband. Balailu shu remez is man agolus, and therefore night, which is a remez always in Chazal. The golus, k'mo she'amar, like the Navi says about this man agolus, masa duma, elai korei miseir. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Navi's calling, elai korei anavi o malach me'o malchus seir. The Navi or malach is calling to me, says God, from the kingship of seir, of the golus of Edom. Shomer Mami Laila, Shomer Yisrael, what's going to be with this darkness? Azaf Finsterish, as they say in Spanish. Shomer Mami Leil. So you have to know that at this time, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu crying out. That's the Malach crying out to Hashem. And then Hashem is Yoishev, and that's at night. That's the darkness of the night. And what's Hashem's answer? Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoishev is Shoyeg. Kadosh Baruch Hu is crying out also. And then Hashem cries out also because the night is the time of galus, is the time of crying out for the galus. So what's going on up here is going down here, is going on up there. We know the three mishmaros. Kadosh Baruch Hu has his mishmaros, different anaga. The malachim have their mishmaros, their different mishmaros, which all symbolize different anaga. So that's what we're trying to understand now. Weiter. Baruch Hashem, Yiganu L'ot Chaf. That all Shinu Bibriya is Mirame's Gam Bishlavead Madregot Rabadat Hashem Yitbarach. So this is all stages in a person's Avodah. Ika, Zor Merum is Lashon of the Gemara. Ika, there are Mishmaros Barakiah, there are Mishmaros in the sky. Ledvarim Rikim, for spiritual things, heavenly things, with Tony Loimar, La Avodat Hashem Yitbarach. Zomeret, Yesh Mishmarot Tahinu Zmanim Chalukim. Ki Hecha de Ika Be'aro. Kishem Shiashnam Ba'aret. So the merit. They're different times for heavenly things, just like they're different times for the earth. the heavenly changes are makbil, are parallel to what's going on in the earth. Sheminim achomriim hapchutim avodat adama. In other words, his saskuts that shaykh to the lower things, to avoid the satama. Shkach dagmas, shekach mamish dugmaso. And that's mamish dugma. That the change in gashmis is also change in ruchnis. What's going on down here is going on up there. We menu nikach labris Hashem. Bose eis, binyin zeh. So what's going on in gashmis, we can take a simon, and act in ruchnis. So let's go for it. Gemara says, Simon the dove are, how do you know the Mishmer Yishayna? Chamor nowhere. When you hear the donkey bring, that's merames on the chamor, which is dugmas, that's koch bulas aguf, which is like the chamor. Chomrius. Al derech, shadar shalech, azal darshin, shulach, and poim ha-chamor. But Avraham Avinu said to Yishmael and Eliezer, his Eved, who's an Eved Kenaini, and they have a din. So in other words, he says, stay with the chamor, mirov chamor yuso. He's din of behema. And his son's Namasiach is after him, and his Kedushin is not a Kedushin. I'm a Dom al Chamor, like it says in Yavam Sam Chabez and Mibes. So if even a Chamor, someone so Chamriistic, is nowhere. Lashmi al Adon over Listam Amazik and Baruch Mikol Niruso. See, even that someone with such Chamriist isn't making his voice heard, and the Listam Amazik can run away from him because of his brain, because of his loud crying, it screams. Like it says in the Dover Tzedek, page it out from the base. So we should understand, Gamhu, he also will be like, Noer Kachamor. Will also be brain like a donkey. Masa Mitzvah Likhe Maise. So you also have to, in the world of Maise, the world of Maise is the world of Chomrius. So in the world of Maise, world Shah Hashem Yisbarach. So maybe you have to be Mekabel upon yourself at that time to be Isaac in Mekabel upon yourself the Mitzvahs. You should be like a Chamor Noer. Be makabel upon yourself the masui all the mitzvahs l'kei ha-maisa. That's number one. That's the first stage of night. Be makabel upon yourself all mitzvahs, the world of maisa, the world of deed, the world of concrete deed, the physical world. That's what we're trying to fix. This is the erste zach. The zweiter zach is beis klov and tzayakim. The dogs are barking or screaming. So that's merameis and the second madrega of cheshchas leil. Be maser l'avodah zat tefila. Kemo shkasa v'zoyar. Sabachin Kalaka Kalaba, crying out like a dog. But the tefillah is Israel like a dog. Because the Kalab is Makir's Kono, so too, the tefillah, you have to know the dog knows who his owner is. So too, you have to cry out to God, knowing who your master is. And on these Madregahim of the Makopana, Venom Tel Chom Rakshav Dasan or Gamay, Havan Chayav Mizaini. So they're only worrying about, they're not worrying about Luk Meshchina Me'ofra, like Rabbeinu writes in the David Tzedek. They're not worrying about Luk Meshchina Me'ofra, but it doesn't matter. They're crying out to their God. They're crying out to their master. They know the master is betfilas. Again, the first stage of night is klei ha-maisa. And then the second stage of the night is tefillah. V'aklovim as they ponim. The klovim are chutz b'dik. As is ponim, brazen faced. V'chein chutzpah betfilah klapei shmaya mahanya. And chutzpah in tefillah klapei shmaya is effective. Moshe Amru. B'tainis. Like we see in Tainis. Chesam and Aleph. You should go to the tzaddik. And Davin, it says, Loshen Pegia, ain't Pegia la tefila. It's a stark tefila. That's a little bit of a chutzpitik tefila. But that's the tefila you have to daven sometimes. Kamasha Kosav, less the Anya Mikalba. There's nobody more poor than a Kelev. The Karashi says, Shenanam Chosav, less than a people aren't giving dogs much food today, right? Different generation. And I'm an Upper West Side. On the Upper West Side, it's so many dogs, millions of dogs. People treat their dogs like kings. They have a shop for the dogs, to go shop for the dogs, buy clothing for the dogs, to veterinarians for the dogs, to get the baths for the dogs, to get good food for the dogs, to get the exercise, to get the chves, you know, workout room, whatever it is, they treat their dogs nicely. But in the old days, people weren't feeding their dogs so much. So a person at night is also an ani. Ain't ani ala bedas. A person's an ani bedas. So at night, also, a person's in this darkness of intellectual das. And the Gabi Maman, it's Belosh and Mushal. The Gemara says, Ain't Ani Yala Bidas. A true Ani is in Torah. And an Ani Yala is a barred language. Mishem Bodas, Ain't Lo Yala Tefillah. Somebody has no Das. All he has is Tefillah. God help me. Moshkos Moshos Rabba, Mulei Ano Yodim. Like it says, Moshos Rabba, we don't know what to do. So God says, hey, Davin. Even if you don't know what to Davin, Davin. Davin, you should know how to Davin. So that's number two. Number three, that's tefillah. Number three is tinek yoinek. What does it mean? A baby is nursing from his mother's breast. Hainu Torah, machkosav. The paragraph of psochim. In this world, in avodas Hashem, that means that it's time to learn. And that's drinking your mother's milk. The Rebbe Kiv says, Sirashbi is Talmud, Yosim Ashabala, Egoratzalinok, Protzalonik, just more than the cow. The cow wants to, where the calf wants to nurse. The cow wants to give its milk. So the Rebbe wants to give more Torah than the Talmud is willing to accept, is able to accept. So that's the idea of milk. Milk relates to Torah. Shetornim Shalom Cholav. It's cholav, it's hotzal, apol, hanik acherim, like it says in Mesisei Lailo Slamites. That's the actualization of nursing others, giving others. So that's the nursing of the mother, the milk. That means that it's time for Torah. So the first night of the night, first Mishmar, it's Kleamais. Second Mishmar is Tefillah. Third Mishmar is Torah. Vishan Torah, it says that the woman is Misaperesim Baila. You hear a woman shouting with her husband, you know, ooh, he gets man l'mo. That's Esek HaTorah. Akisha Menekes. Hainu Gdol Yisrael. So who's this Menekes? Who's this Menekes? Akisha Menekes, Hainu Gdol Yisrael. That's the Menekes. You know, this woman who's chatting with her husband is, that's Torah. That's chatting, that's Esek HaTorah. Then the woman here is the Menekes to the Tinok, to be Mashpia the Cholav. Knows the Gedolei Yisrael are Mashpia Torah and Klal Yisrael. The Tinok shall be Sravening Shumi Yonkum and Makabim. So we have to be Makabel from our mother. Who's our mother? The Gedolei Yisrael. And what's the milk? Torah. So we, the Amcha, the nation, has to be Makabel Torah. That's the third. That's the Isha Mesaperesim Baila. The Isha again is a remez to Torah. Torah Nimshala B'Isha, like we see in Yavam Yisrael Mechim Lomit Beis. The Baal Zekadosh Baruch Hu. Upon him, that's the Isha, and that's the nursing, that we are the children, we're Amcha, we're Yonik, and we're getting from Gedolei Yisrael. V'heim Torah V'avudah V'gimlut Chasadim. That's Torah V'gimlut Chasadim. That's the three, right? Avodah, the Torah is Mishmar Gimel. Avodah is Mishmar Beis. Gimlut Chasad, Mais is Mishmar Aleph. And it's also parallel, Chayin Torah Tefillah V'Korbanos, Mas Rabbi. Right, Torah, that's the third part. Tefillah is the second. And Korbanos is Mais is the first. Shem Neged Machshava, Dibur Maisa. Machshava, Torah, thought. Dibur speech, Tefillah. Maisa act, Mil Yisrael. Something which we have to Makom Achir. And even though the Seder is first Machshava, then Dibur, then Maisa. So why at night? We start with the Maisa. Akshabalaila, Besachoshech, Hemafuchim. So at night, the Seder is Fakert, which is the opposite. We start with Maisa, and we go weiter to Tefillah, and then we get to Torah, we get to the Machshav of Torah. We start with Maisa, then we get to the Dibur of Tefillah, then we get to the Machshav of Torah. Mashmiratim Makom Acher, and Dovet Tzedek, pages 11b and 12a, and 29b and 30a. Amazing. So we did Oschaf, and Yutes, and Chaf. Very, very gratifying to be learning these amazing Torahs of the Kohen Gadol Milublin. For those interested, Morib Rabbi, Chaim Yishayahu Hadari, Zichrono Levracha, Began Eden Tei Menuchato, he has a sefer they put out a few years ago. First sefer they put out after his Nifter. Since then there are more. But he has an article about Shnei Kohanim Gedolim, about the Rebbe Tzadik and Rav Kook. And he writes, over the years, he taught loads and loads of Reb Tzadik. So, Afshal Kabel Mimenu, if you read his farm, it'll give you a lot of Havanim Reb Tzadik. And I have a friend who told me that his Purim was never the same. After he heard Rav Adari give over Reb Tzadik on Purim. Purim Im Reb Tzadik, or Purim B'li Reb Tzadik, is two different Purims. So we're coming up now, 30 days before, within 30 days of Purim Kadam. It's always a good time to learn Shtik Lech Reb Tzadik on Purim. But our job, Rabbi Yisai, I mean, only 24 hours in a day. I'm only one person. So I can't, halavai, there should be more people teaching Reb Tzadik. Halavai, halavai, halavai. But we can't do everything. So we're going to continue in this Derech HaTayva. That was encouraged actually by my good friend, Daniel Bonner, to do Reb Tzadik HaKohen, with Daniel Israel Ben Avivah Leisheva. So he said he wants Chassidus Mevu'eres, verbally explained. So that's what we're going here. We're starting with Sitka Tzadik, and we'll see where the wind blows us next. But we still have a long way to go. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. We should be zecher to continue next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. Just to conclude, at night, since we're in the darkness, it's different. Darkness is the opposite order, right? We go in the order of Maisa, then Dibur, then Machshava. At night, what about the three Mishmaros? Parallel three Mishmaros up in the sky, and Hanagav Hashem, different Hanagav Hashem, different Malachim, and these three Mishmaros, Chamor Noer, that corresponds to the Gashmias, Kli Maisa, Chavon Tzoakim, Tfila, and then the woman nursing, Tzara. If you zachar all three, Amen, Amen. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, sweetest friends.